With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. United States and Israel continuing to blast Iran. President Trump says the campaign likely will take several weeks. Secretary of State Marco Rubio chiming in, the hardest hits are yet to come. Tehran and its allies hit back Monday against Israel, neighboring Gulf states, and targets, including energy facilities in Qatar and U.S. Embassy in Saudi Arabia and Kuwait. On a sad note, officials now say 6 American service members have been killed, many others wounded. Israel's U.N. ambassador vows the strike on Iran will continue, though, as long as it takes.
Israeli ambassador to the U.N. Danny Dannon says the attacks on Iran are part of the sacrifice for future generations.
It's not easy. We all sacrifice, but it will continue as long as it takes to achieve the goal of the operation.
He goes on to say,
despite the sacrifice, we are determined. We will not stop until we achieve our objectives.
He says just look at what Iran is doing without a nuclear weapon, striking out in the region.
Now imagine that same regime with a nuclear capability.
President Trump said the campaign would likely take several weeks. I'm Julie Walker.
Authorities continue investigating a shooting that left 3 people dead, including the gunman, in Austin, Texas, early Sunday morning. FBI spokesman Alex Doran.
We're looking for connections that he possibly had, witnesses, as the chief had mentioned. We are pouring through thousands of hours of video. We have massive amounts of both digital and physical evidence. And this is a around-the-clock, 24-hour investigation at this point. And any declarations on what led to that motive would be premature.
And this is SRN News. Idaho considering a challenge to gay marriage. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
Republican State Representative Tony Wisniewski has introduced a measure that would formally ask the Supreme Court to review its 2015 decision legalizing homosexual unions nationwide. Wisniewski says, quote, the government has to recognize that the family is the fundamental building block of society. He argues that gay marriage undermines that institution. A similar bill passed the Idaho House last year but died in the Senate. Michael Harrington reporting.
The European Union says it will help pay for women to get abortions, especially in pro-life countries. European Commission for Equality says the 27-nation bloc's €147 billion social fund can be used to defray cost of the abortions. Abortions are legal and common in much of Europe, but strong pro-life areas restrict the procedure in Poland, Malta, and Monaco. This is SRN News. On Wall Street, an up-and-down day.
Crude oil prices rose sharply on worries that war with Iran could clog the flow of crude, while stocks swung from sharp losses to small gains on Wall Street. The S&P 500 recouped an early loss Monday and finished with a gain of less than 0.1%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 73 points. That's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.4%. Airlines and cruise operators ended lower. United Airlines fell about 3%. Norwegian Cruise Lines fell more than 10%. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. Bond investors worried that higher energy prices could make inflation worse. Seth Sutel, New York.
Crews in Texas rescuing 2 people stranded 900 feet in the air after a hot air balloon hit a tower. Officials in Longview say it took firefighters nearly 2 hours to climb up the tower and then safely get the couple down. More details, SRNnews.com.